a completely different consideration of service delivery is happening in the northern suburbs, where they've been enjoying the service of sort of recycling waste being collected every single week by the city through Wastemen, I think. And unfortunately, that particular contract has been temporarily suspended for the month of August, just to find out what's happening and what you should do with your recycling. Grant Twigg, MACO member for Urban Waste Management for the city, joins me now.
Breakfast with Refilwe Mulato
on Cape Talk.
All righty, Grant, good morning. How are you doing this morning?
Hi, good morning, Refilwe, and good morning to your listeners. Great. I'm well, thank you.
Great to have you on air. It seems as though, well, help us understand what leads to the suspension of the recycling service in the northern suburbs.
The current contractor withdrew from the services. It's really unfortunate, but we also understand, you know, with the increase of fuel and all of that, it's been really tough also on the businesses that really drive around the city, supporting and giving assistance to service delivery.
Was that a concern? Is that it's too costly at this particular time?
Yes, the contractor hasn't factored in all of the difficulties that they would have had as a result of the increases, because the original contract was only supposed to go until the 30th of June this year, but we actually extended it because our process, we have appeals and all of that, so we extended the contract up until December 2022.
Okay.
And now the contractor came and said, "Listen, I really want to do it, but we just can't cope with all of the expenses." Yeah.
Is that something? I mean, that's going to have to be repriced by the city in terms of what we're willing to pay, and then ultimately, I imagine, passed on to ratepayers.
Well, Refilwe, what we're currently doing with the new contracts, we're actually factoring that in, and we're having those discussions. In fact, just a week ago, I had a discussion with all the contractors that render services to the city, and that was one of the things that they all raised, to say, "Listen, the price of fuel is unpredictable. Can you please also just assist in looking at that, so that we look at how we factor in the increases into our contracts?"
And will that mean that once you're able to, solve that, but does that mean that Wasteplan can still come back and be this contractor, or will you put this out to tender despite the extension that had been put in place?
Well, what we've now done, Refilwe, is we've put out a process. We advertised for a new service, an interim service for starting the 1st of September. So that ends on tomorrow. That process ends tomorrow. So immediately after we've concluded the advertisement process, we will then be able to have that new contractor come through the process and then start in September.
Okay, that's good news. But for the coming month, the best way for me to dispose of my recycling waste?
We're really asking, and it might be difficult for people to have the necessary storage, but we're asking, hopefully it's not a lot, but we're asking people to please go to their closest drop-offs, or keep the recyclables until September for us to then just continue with the service. So there's the Grendel drop-off, there's a Welgelegen drop-off, there's Belhaar drop-off, there's Tigerdal drop-off, and there's the Babel refuse transfer station.
That's quite a lot of service there, and places for people to select from. Thank you, Grant. Good luck with finalizing the next contract.